feel like I've got a pocket of resistance. I don't know what it is, and I can't seem to get the relief to it. So it's kind of holding me up. Can you do like an energy read and see if you can figure that out?
Well, let's talk about it a little bit, and we'll do a focus wheel. A focus wheel is the best process that we know that mimics the vortex of creation. And so we'll show you how to figure out what it is and then what to do about it.
Okay.
So the way you perform it is you take a large sheet of paper and you draw a big circle which represents the vortex. And outside the vortex, you make your statement of what it is you want to clean up. And then inside the center of this big wheel, you draw a small circle and you write the exact opposite. In other words, when you know what you don't want, you know what you do want. So it's sort of like writing from the perspective of where you stand in your physical form outside the vortex. That's the reason you're doing the focus wheel, because you want to get in the vortex, and what you think as best you can that your inner being would say about the same subject from inside the focus wheel. That's what you write in the center. And then we would encourage drawing 12 or 10 or 8 smaller circles around the edge of the wheel, and then start at the top and in it write a statement as best you can that indicates something that you already believe that matches what's in the center of the wheel or what you're really shooting for. And then once you get on the wheel, it's easy to then just stay on the wheel by thinking of as many things as you can. Sometimes Esther will write, once she gets rolling, she'll write pages and pages and pages and pages and pages of circles. In other words, once she gets on a roll, once she's inside the vortex, she just milks it for everything she's got, because why not get in there and then practice the vibration of it so that you leave your vibration there. And the smaller the tug, the easier the focus wheel. The bigger the tug, if something really upsets you, a focus wheel is harder, because you've practiced so much out here, it's hard to get on the wheel.
Okay.
So when you say you feel like you have a pocket of resistance, what are you talking about? Is something that you want not coming about? What makes you say that?
Something I want isn't coming into fruition.
So make the statement from outside the vortex of what's gone wrong. In other words, speak it in an emotional term. I just can't stand it that, or I'm irritated that, or I'm really worried about that. In other words, put it in the emotional terms that you think best fits it, and just speak what it is that you know you don't want.
I am frustrated because I can't get, it seems like my whole life is in a standstill and I can't get anything to move forward.
All right, so that was well stated. I feel stuck and I don't like it.
Yeah, I'm
now,
stuck.
Now remember that whenever you know what you don't want, you have been sending rockets of desire over here into your vortex about what you do want.
Millions.
So, it's logical, isn't it? In other words, what you're speaking, you really heard that, didn't you? He knows that it's not moving and he really wants it too. So what you do want is inside this vortex. So now what we want you to do, and we'll help you, is try to find the opposite expression. When you know what you don't want, you always know what you do want. So we want to speak in the center of this focus wheel. We're going to write in the center circle what you want. We're going to speak it from the perspective of Source. So if I know I don't like being stuck, what's the opposite of that?
Flow.
I really enjoy the feeling of a life that is flowing.
Right.
So is that as well as we can say it? Does that pretty much sum it up? In other words, I don't like being stuck and I want to flow. Now let's see if we can find more depth to that, because there's more to it than just I don't like being stuck. There's a judgment about it, sort of like I don't know what I'm doing wrong.
Yeah.
I don't know what I'm doing wrong and why I can't get this thing moving faster.
Yes.
Feel how that's more dynamic. And so when you really know what you don't want, if you have a more dynamic know what I don't want, you have a more dynamic know what you do want. So now inside the circle, what's that stronger statement? It is so exhilarating to be tuned in, tapped in, turned on, deliberately creating my experience.
Right. It's synchronicity, flow, events.
All right.
Things so here, that come so, together that so, are working.
So there it is. You know what you don't want, and you know what you do want.
Right.
And you also know that you are more on the outside of this vortex than the inside of it. You don't know why, you don't, and it doesn't matter. You just know that you are. And so this game we're playing is just to get you in the vortex. So in order to get on this spinning wheel, you know how the merry-go-round in the playground goes. If it's going too fast and you try to get on, it just blows you off in the bushes. But if they'll just slow it down enough that you can get on it, then you can speed it up after you get on. Yeah. So now you know what you're reaching for and you know where you are. And so try to find something that you already believe that'll get you on the wheel, something that you already believe that matches this feeling that you're reaching from, this feeling that you know your inner being feels, of that feeling of tuned in, tapped in, turned on flow. What do you already believe that matches that, that we can write in this first of 12 little circles?
I have money coming in from a non-working source, not working for money, but it's coming in.
Well, that might get you on the wheel, but let's reach for something. What you're reaching for is something you already believe about, because it's the I don't know what I'm doing wrong thing. But there are plenty of things that you know you're doing right, and that's what we're reaching for. Something that you know is working, something that you know you've got a handle on. That might be it, but reach for something even more substantial. Focus wheel. The more specific you are, the more the energy moves. So let's go back. What is it? Talk to us about something specific in your life experience that isn't moving. This is an important distinction, isn't it? Generalities, he can't get his thoughts around it. Let's get specific. Your thoughts will come around more quickly. So what is it? When you say that you feel stuck, give us an example of stuckness.
There's no feeling of... synchronicity.
You're being
alignment.
General again. Give us something okay. specific that you feel stuck in.
I want to move to a house. I want to get out of the apartment and get into a house. I would like to get a new car. I'd like to get into a relationship. It's something happened to me 10 or so years ago that I totally pinched myself off.
Well, now you're doing an anti-focus wheel, and see how good he is at that? In other words, you can really get it going when you start talking about the details of that. So pick any one of those, the one that you think stings the most, the one that you're thinking about the most. Pick any one of those, and let's be specific with that.
All right, new car.
All right, so tell us what you don't want, what's on the outside of this focus wheel. Tell us about the piece of crap you're driving.
I didn't hear that. Probably a good thing. What I don't want is I don't want to be driving my car anymore.
Because?
Reliability factors, age, mileage.
All right, I don't like driving this old thing that isn't dependable. It doesn't look good. It doesn't feel good. It doesn't yeah. smell good. It doesn't... So I know what I don't want. So... What's in the vortex of creation? What is it that you do want? Be as specific as you can be.
I want a BMW 650 convertible.
All right. Now, you can wave your arms around all you want, but the thing that we really want you to understand is you said, I want it, because you were still outside the vortex as you were speaking about it. In other words, you know what you don't want, and you're talking about what you don't want from out there not having it.
Right.
So from inside the vortex, what your inner being is speaking it as if it already is. So I adore the feeling of being in this powerful, well-engineered machine that wraps itself around me and responds to me rhythmically. It's as if it's an extension of me. Everything about it is vital and alive, and I can feel the power of the universe focused through me as I move down the street in this machine. How's that?
Perfect.
So now, we want you to give us something that feels like that already. In other words, now you get on the wheel with something like that. Have you driven such a car?
Oh yeah, I've driven them all.
All right, so get on the focus wheel by describing that. Give us more of that.
Okay. I enjoy driving a high-performance sports car. It's black exterior, red interior, manual transmission. Performs like the cars of
all right, now you can hear him, and these are good words, aren't they? But can you feel that it's not getting anywhere?
In other words, yeah.
It's all right. It's going to get somewhere. You just, once you have this breakthrough, you're not going to be stuck anymore. So that's why it's really worth taking the time. And there are a whole lot of people who are with you because they feel the same way about different things. But what's happening to you is that car feels like it belongs to someone else. It feels removed from you. You don't expect it. It doesn't feel real. You got to get inside this, and that's why we were describing it from your point of view, what it feels like to be the creator of yourself, the creation, having that kind of experience. So now give us something that depicts your understanding of your ability to have what you want. For example, I do know that I create my own reality. You do know that, don't you?
Oh, absolutely.
All right, so you're on the wheel. I know that I create my own reality. I know that the thoughts I think are what equal the vibration that equals my point of attraction.
Right.
So you're still on the wheel. I like focusing on this car. I like thinking about this car. I like thinking about how it is engineered. I like thinking about the power of it. I like thinking about how it looks. I like thinking about this car. I like thinking about myself in this car. I like the idea of being the owner and the driver. I love the idea of moving myself around in this car. I think, as I have this car, that just getting in it, every time I get in this car, it's going to be like getting right into the vortex. I'm going to open the door, and I'm going to get right in, and I'm going to be in the vortex. I'm going to be in the vortex in my car. I think this car might be the vortex. This car could very well be the vortex. This might be the vortex. Feels like the vortex, looks like the vortex, smells like the vortex. I think this car might be the vortex. I love the idea of being in this car. Is it moving anything for you?
Yeah, absolutely. No, I get it now. I got it.
All right, so now pick up from here and talk to us a little bit about your life as creator of you, the creation inside this car.
I love knowing that I am the creator of my experience. My thoughts are what creates my experience.
It's going to be so fun to watch the universe now begin to deliver a path to me to help me to get into this car.
Even
though I don't physically have the car in my garage yet, even though I don't physically have a garage yet, I can feel the universal forces lining up to bring me this experience. I can feel that I have captured the experience of this. I can feel that vibrationally it has happened within me. I can feel that vibrationally speaking, I have come to match what's in my vortex. I can feel that all of the cars that I've driven, especially this last one, I've been putting so many pieces into this vortex of creation, and I can feel that it's all framed up for me, and I can feel that the cooperative components have been assembled, and I can feel that with this effort, once I got rolling, that I made it into the vortex. I can feel now that this is a real probability. This doesn't feel like something that someone else is creating. It doesn't feel like something that I'm removed from. It feels viable and vivid and real to me. I know that I am the creator of my own reality, and I so look forward to my time in this materialized machine, but meanwhile, my attention to it and my expectation of it is going to help me to feel the way I feel right now. And right now, I don't feel stuck. Right now, I feel vital and alive and sure and like the creator of my own experience. I like creating. And I'm looking forward to creating with a cooperative universe. I'm happy that now I finally talked myself, the only uncooperative component in this scenario, to be a cooperative component, and now I can feel that I'm in the vortex. And now I'm in here, I'm not only feeling frisky, I'm feeling pretty confident, maybe even cocky. I think I'm going to go drive some of these machines again and remind myself of how much I adore them. I'm going to watch for the opportunity that the universe is going to offer me. It's going to come along with many other things that I've been reaching for.